Thanks for downloading AvWeb's audio news service. Now stand by for today's edition of AvWeb's special expanded audio coverage of EAA AirVenture 2006 at Oshkosh.
And without further delay, here's AvWeb's Russ Niles, who spoke with Cessna's Jack Pelton. Cessna had a couple of big announcements today in very windy Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Yeah, we were very excited. I mean, not only is it the 50th anniversary of the Skyhawk, and we're approaching our 80th anniversary of as a company next year, but to announce our proof of concept LSA airplane and to tease the world with a flyby of our next generation piston was a big day for all of the Cessna employees who worked so hard on these programs.
AvWeb was on hand Monday to witness and photograph the surprise flyby, and we'll have that and more for today's audio cast for Tuesday, July 25th, direct from EAA AirVenture in Oshkosh. Brought to you by Cessna, the world leader in general aviation manufacturing, and by JA Air Center, your top source for the latest in cutting-edge avionics, especially the new Garmin GPS Map 496. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting for AvWeb's audio news service. Although aviation journalists suspected Cessna would talk about its new piston-engine aircraft, few expected it to show up at Oshkosh, much less fly, but fly it did, making three low-altitude passes down runway 36 at Oshkosh. Since Cessna hadn't announced the flyby, few showgoers knew what they were looking at. Pelton offered these details about the new airplane.
The real key to the new single is we're looking at a family of airplanes, so we're looking at a different products with different performance levels across that family. So I think you can use your imagination as to where that might go, from each one having its own unique performance and range and speed capabilities.
So we're looking at a renaissance of Cessna's light single line. What end of the scale are we starting with, you know?
Well, we haven't decided which of the variants will launch first, but that's going to come into fold here before the year's out, in those final decisions as to which one will be first. We're reinventing the single engine family.
While the aircraft we saw Monday is big, likely seating six and pulled along by 300 horses or more, Pelton told us it won't be the only next generation Cessna.
When you embarked on this project and let it slip at the C-Star meeting, you didn't let it slip, you announced it at the C-Star meeting last year. You were looking for feedback and input from dealers and later on from the flying public. What did you hear from them?
I think the feedback was very consistent. Everybody's always looking for more performance as far as speed is concerned, but they wanted us to also maintain our excellent flying qualities as far as our low speed characteristics. They wanted to keep with the traditional Cessna high wing look, because that's what Cessna's all about. Increased comfort levels inside of the airplane, and better aesthetics to make sure that the airplane externally had better ramp appeal than our current products do today. And so far, I think we're right on the mark to hit all of those objectives.
Perhaps one of the most interesting additions is a third door for backseat access.
I understand it has a back door.
That's true. That's you must have had good eye when it flew by.
Reasoning behind the back door and what it's going to do in terms of the market appeal.
Well, it's accessibility. I mean, people in the comfort levels of the airplane, they're looking for more and more of the creature comforts to be able to get people in and out of the airplane. And so we're just trying to be as responsive as we can to some of the voices of the customer that we heard.
Now, the airplane everyone was really there to see also includes some innovative features.
Now, the real announcement today was the LSA project. Spiffy looking little airplane, little bigger looking in the body than a 150 or 152.
Yeah, thank you. It is wider than the 152 by about 6 inches, and that was also by design, recognizing that people are getting a little bigger than they used to when we first launched the 150. But again, we wanted to move away from people saying, oh, it's just they're rehashing the 152. It's an entirely different looking airplane, a lot better lines to it, and again, having to meet the LSA requirements of weight and speed, we think we're right on the mark, and we're hoping that at the show, we're going to get validation of the product and also understand going forward what people's expectations will be, so that we can decide at the beginning of 07 as to whether we'll enter the market or not.
At least for now, Cessna is powering the new airplane with Rotax.
I think there were a lot of surprised looks in the press gallery anyway when you said it was going to be powered by Rotax.
Well, that's one of the design trades we're looking at. If you look at the existing 100 horsepower engines that are out there today, for the LSA, weight is going to be critical. Weight and cost are the two critical design elements, and every ounce we can save, which the Rotec is the lighter weight solution that's available today, that's why we've elected to fly the proof of concept with it. The actual final engine choice will not come until we make our go decision at the beginning of the year.
And while Cessna had the U.S. LSA market in mind when it developed the new little plane, it could have a broader reach than that.
Any thoughts on a European version of it with the lighter weights that are required and everything, or is 1320 about as low as you can go?
No, we are looking at the European version. I was just over in Europe last week. We think there's a very large market in the training environment for this airplane, and we will look at whether or not we can meet that requirement. I'm real bullish on the European market from the training, and that was also validated. We had some Europeans that were out at the release today who said they really need it for training.
Interesting times at Cessna. Is it going across the board, the innovation and the new ideas?
Yes, it is. We're going to stick to the roadmap that's really made Cessna, which we've prided ourselves in being innovators for a long time, and our proud history has shown that continued investment in innovation will keep us on top for the years to come.
And that was AvWeb's Russ Niles speaking with Jack Pelton of Cessna, who had two big announcements today. And stay with us as AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture 2006 continues in a moment.
AirVenture 2006 is here, and once again, Cessna, the world's largest manufacturer of single-engine piston aircraft, has something to show you. Stop by Aeroshell Square to see Cessna's new proof-of-concept Cessna Sport aircraft. And don't forget to visit their exhibit space, 143 through 156, to see the rest of Cessna's impressive line of aircraft.
Well, Cessna isn't the only airplane company making big news at this year's EAA AirVenture. Diamond Aircraft will be debuting its much-anticipated D-Jet tomorrow, and AvWeb's Russ Niles sat down with CEO Christian Dries and President Peter Moore to talk about the plane and its prospects. Dries and Moore said they're building different aircraft at different prices for the U.S. and European markets.
It's been an exciting 2 to 3 months for you guys. You've got your Diamond D-Jet in the air, and I understand it's performing flawlessly for you. Peter, you're more in charge of the production end of it. How is it to build? What have you come across in terms of actually getting the airplane out the door?
Well, at this point, we've built serial number one, and we're designing all components for production. Serial number two, serial number three will follow, obviously, fairly soon. The one thing that we are doing is that we're not taking any technical risk in the design and production of the aircraft. It's technology that we're very familiar with. It's composite construction. We've been producing composite aircraft. The first composite aircraft went out in 1981, a motor glider. We've been producing certified composite aircraft ever since. So the technologies that we're using and the production methods we're using are very well known to us, and we don't really anticipate any problems in production. We're not a company that's designing a new aircraft and designing a production facility at the same time. We're not starting from scratch. We've delivered thousands of aircraft and really are expanding our existing product line.
Christian, what's it like to fly?
The airplane is very easy to fly. You just pull the power forward. The FADEC controls everything. Approximately after 1500 feet, you rotate with a speed of 75 knots, and once the wheels are retracted and the flaps are up, you see a very good climb speed. Depends a little bit on the weight, but up to 3000 feet initially, and even in 25,000 feet, you still come along with 700 feet rate of climb.
Maneuverability, what about landing speeds and that sort of thing? I guess where we're going here is, can a guy like me who owns a Cessna 140, will I eventually be able to learn how to fly a D-Jet?
Yeah, it needs a little bit more. First, you have to get familiar with the glass cockpit. This is very important because our airplane has a very well-developed glass cockpit with three screens, so you have to learn that. And then, of course, you have to get a little bit familiar with the speeds, but the so-called approach speed is approximately 80 knots, the touchdown speed is 65 knots, so it's not so much different, for example, to a Beach Bonanza.
Now, the rollout was a couple of weeks ago in Canada and in London, where you build them. At that time, it was announced that some changes had happened with the program, and the final price was announced. Can you explain what went into the price and how the resulting production model differs from maybe what you had in mind when the project was first announced?
Well, the project was first announced in year 2002, and at that time also, €1 was $0.90. But now, after 4 years, now $1.30 is €1. So therefore, we had to transfer the whole project to North America, because here we are dollar or euro independent, but we have to construct an additional factory for approximately $16 million. This is one factor. On the other hand, we also have to include the inflation rate, and on top of that, the original plane was offered with 4,400 pounds and 1,300 pounds of thrust. This airplane, which will come first on the North American market, is approximately 5,200 pounds takeoff weight and 1,550 pounds of thrust, and loaded with all options. So there will be a European version, which is cheaper and a lot less equipped, but this fully loaded airplane, as we presented here in Oshkosh, is for a price of $1.38 million.
Maurer says the final version is a much more capable and comfortable aircraft.
It's not just bells and whistles in terms of we have three screens instead of two screens. When you look at a glass cockpit like the Garmin G1000, we have it installed in aircraft like our DA40, and in that case we have a two-screen system, a single ADAHRS. And that same system or a similar system, G1000, is also available in something like a almost $3 million Cessna Citation, the Mustang, or a Phenom 100. In that case, the aircraft is, the system is more capable. It has dual ADAHRS, dual sensing systems, everything is duplicate and so forth, and built for higher level applications. The aircraft, as we're presenting it here, does have dual ADAHRS system, and so when you get the three-screen system, the two 12s and the single 15-inch, you're also getting dual ADAHRS. You're getting an autopilot controller, a remote autopilot controller that's in the glare shield. You're getting an FMS controller in the center console. You're getting dual audio panels. You're getting a very, very capable aircraft. On top of that, you're getting active traffic systems. You're getting the downlink systems and so forth. So it's really more than bells and whistles and cup holders and pretty upholstery. As much as we include that, it's increased functionality and a higher level of safety, really, for that aircraft.
And a higher thrust of the engine.
Yes, this is another thing. I mean, the aircraft is a base aircraft. There's no point designing a base aircraft, and then when customers put in the equipment that they really want, you have an aircraft that doesn't have sufficient load capacity. So one of the things that we've done is, compared to the original specification, we've increased the weight of the aircraft, the gross weight of the aircraft, and to maintain performance, we've also increased fuel capacity, and we've increased the thrust of the engine as well. So you really are getting tremendous value, and what I would really encourage people to do is to compare against other aircraft and prices of other aircraft, as opposed to comparing to a specification that it was announced in 2002 at a price at that point. That aircraft is still coming in the future, but this aircraft that we have here has tremendous capability and value.
And for all that capability, Dries says the airplane is very pilot-friendly.
Originally, the airplane was designed as a personal jet, and it looks like that because of its space and the comfort, that there's more and more interest also from air taxi companies. And one of the reasons is that most of the air taxi companies are transporting only one, two, or three people, and these over a short range. So it doesn't make any sense on the short flight to go in the orbit to 41,000 feet. I think flying very economically over a 250 nautical mile trip in flight level 250 gives you a very safe and also very economical traveling.
as far as the aircraft is concerned for air taxi operations, we're actually going so far as to configuring the interior that it is flexible for private use and for air taxi operations. For example, the co-pilot seat can actually be reversed 180 degrees so that we have exceptional comfort in a club seating arrangement for three people, and it's even possible to fly four people in the club seating arrangement.
The D-Jet could also end up being the first jet with a whole airframe parachute.
Is it under active development? Has it been designed, or is it something for the future?
BRS has been working on growth versions of their existing system. Currently, it's fair to say that there is no parachute system available that can handle the speed and weight of an aircraft in the class of the D-Jet, but certainly BRS is working on that, as we announced recently, and our approach is to make the parachute available to our customers in the D-Jet. We do not want to use the parachute as a necessary device to certify the aircraft. Our intent is to certify the aircraft without the need for the parachute, and when BRS has developed a parachute that can be certified to handle the weight and speed of the D-Jet, we will be making that parachute available. As far as timing is concerned, the target is that the parachute would be available with initial certification, but certainly if there is a delay in the development of the BRS system, we would still go to market with the aircraft. The other thing that we're looking at doing is that we would essentially make the parachute standard and offer it as a delete option to our customers once we know what the system exactly is and when it'll be available. And that way the pilots can choose. When we talk to our customers, there is a lot of interest in the parachute, but equally we also have a lot of customers saying that, well, I've been flying for many years, I don't really want it, I'd rather have another 130 pounds of fuel. So consistent with what we've been doing for a long time with respect to choice of avionics, choice of engines, we want to leave the choice up to our customers.
Morris said the D-Jet is getting a favorable response from those who have seen it.
The overwhelming response that we're getting on from our customers and from visitors is that they're surprised by the size of the aircraft, that the aircraft is actually larger and that the interior is far roomier than they anticipated. At this point, people have only seen the aircraft on video on the website, with very few exceptions, and you can't really get an idea of how large the aircraft is until you're standing in front of it. And I think that the response has been great. We're very, very happy. We can honestly say that we've had no negative responses at all to the aircraft. It's all been positive, it's all been good, and I'm really looking forward to tomorrow when people actually see the aircraft fly. It's quite impressive in the air. Runway performance is very good, climb performance is very good, and low speed flight is also very impressive, and we look forward to showing that to people here.
Avweb's Russ Niles speaking with Diamond CEO Christian Dries and President Peter Moore about the new D-Jet. Like all of Diamond's aircraft, the D-Jet will have the latest versions of Garmin's leading-edge G1000 EFIS, a system whose attributes Garmin has cleverly migrated into its latest G-Wiz portable, the GPS Map 496, which is selling like hotcakes here at Oshkosh. If you're interested in one, JA Air Center is taking orders at the show and on its website at www.jaair.com.
JA Air Center, your Garmin source, is pleased to announce the new Garmin GPS Map 496 with XM Weather, Terrain, AOPA Airport Guide, Taxiway Database, and built-in Street Pilot Automotive GPS. Find the GPS Map 496 at JA Air Center's booth 2088-2089 in Building B. Jeppesen Database updates for your portable Garmin are also available at JA's booth. JA purchases used GPS units at the show.
One of the busiest guys at Oshkosh is EAA President Tom Poberesny. He says no matter how big the show gets, he and his staff never forgets where it came from.
We're here to enjoy airplanes, but people are also here to enjoy the festival activities. You know, people spend a week or 2 weeks here with their families, and so as it becomes a family vacation, you have to appeal the entire family. Otherwise, if you don't, they're going to keep coming back. Brought the Beach Boys here. They're a group that spans all the generations, and it was a way for them to say thank you, and it's generated a lot of interest. This is a family event.
Later in the week, columnist Jeff Van West takes us on a tour of the Oshkosh ATC system, complete with what it's like to keep things flowing in the busiest tower in the world.
Bluetail Bonanza, keep it up. Bluetail Bonanza, keep it up.
Bluetail Bonanza, keep her up. Keep her up, guys. 1,500 till south of runway 27. Cessna pilot, you're doing a great job. Put her down, pink down runway 18 right, clear to land.
Put the full plane on the left.
Full plane, you're going to go 18 left now. Switch over to runway 18 left, clear to land.
We got the Apache coming around.
Apache's going 27.
Apache's going 27.
Northbound off of 18. Are you with me? Rocky Wings?
Seriously, keep her up 18 right, you're clear to land. That full plane is going to go to the left side. Keep her up to the blue down.
Northbound on the downwind.
Sears on the left base. You're going 18 left, clear to land. And there's another Sears on final.
Of course, sometimes things don't go as planned, like when a blue Mooney heads for the runway where a Skyhawk is already landing.
Blue Mooney, go around.
We had him on the right.
I know.
Yes.
Blue Mooney, left turn now.
Blue Mooney, left turn now.
Go to 27.
And it'll be a left base runway 27, tower 1.5 for the Blue Mooney.
Float plane.
Turn on the straight. You're getting the Mooney. This is coming down. All
right, we're getting the Mooney.
It'll be a left traffic for the Cirrus also.
So same thing with the float plane. John, left turn out, follow the Mooney.
Float plane, you'll be a left turn out also. Follow the Mooney for the left base runway 27. V-tail Bonanza, keep her up runway 18 left, clear to land.
Cessna right, clear to land.
Cessna high, runway 23, clear to land.
Second Cessna, follow the first one.
Second Cessna, follow the first one on final runway 18 right, clear to land, pink dot.
Last air, right downwind, straight ahead, 27.
Last air, on the right downwind, continue on the right downwind for runway 27, tower 118.5.
RV, on the left, clear to land.
Both planes still on the left
here, so 18 left of right next to our surface, hold short of runway 18 right.
Time to 1500, land at midfield on runway 18 left. 18 right for the Cherokee on the pink dot, clear to land.
Red white Cessna.
Red white Cessna, bring it right to the numbers now, runway 18 right, clear to land. Turn it in, Bonder. Red white Cessna, actually, it's a red white tail dragger. I want you to go eastbound. And there's a Cherokee behind the mall. You follow the mall inbound. Stay at 1500, guys. Everybody stay at 1500. Do you cross runway 27? Then land on runway 18 right. For the pink dot there, Cessna. Good job.
Boy, I'm pulling my hair out just listening. Don't forget, columnist Jeff Van West has more from Oshkosh ATC later in the week. Also later in the week, we'll interview Alan Klappmeyer on user fees, report on portable synthetic vision in the cockpit for $4,000, and find out what Honda's up to with their jet. And don't forget, if you are attending AirVenture at Oshkosh, we hope you'll stop by the AvWeb booth and register to win your choice of a free Garmin GPS 96 or iPod Nano, your choice, to be given away every day with a grand prize winner at the end of the show who'll win a brand new Garmin 496. There's no purchase necessary. You don't have to be a pilot, and all current subscribers and non-subscribers alike are eligible. All winners will be notified by email, but you're welcome to stop back by the AvWeb booth. We'll have a list of daily winners except for the grand prize drawing, which will be held after the show closes. Rules and eligibility requirements available online at avweb.com. Today's audio cast was brought to you by JA Air Center, home of the new Garmin 496. Buy it online at www.jaair.com. And Cessna, home of two brand new airplane designs that you can see at avweb.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more of AvWeb's continuing coverage of EAA AirVenture 2006 at Oshkosh. Thanks for downloading AvWeb's audio news service. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting.
That's what Oshkosh is all about. People talking about airplanes.